on holiday, so we're,
oh,
and then Haley will do, we each are doing it for 3 weeks, 2 weeks. So.
Oh yeah, nice.
Cool. And then we'll see what happens after that.
Keep the ship afloat.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're a pretty good team, though. We're helping each other out a lot, so we have to.
Yeah, that is great.
I don't know what's going to happen after. We'll find out, I guess.
Yeah, well, we know.
No, no, I meant who's going to act for him.
Oh,
that's how are they going to feel?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I don't mean, I know he's not coming back, but
general chaos for a while. That's probably what's going to happen.
What happened to your wrist on that day?
You went on vacation and didn't come back?
That's what's happening to ours.
Not quite that. It was Dave Walker. You might actually know him from...
It's terrible.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
My dad would probably know him.
Yeah. So he had to roll for, what, 2 years or 3 years or something? And
what was he doing, his last kind of repension? No,
he came up from Prince Albert.
Yeah.
Holy, yeah.
Yeah,
it's hard to tell.
Yeah. No, he came up for, brought his family and everything, but I think his family hated it there. Like, he pulled his kids out of school, like homeschooled them and stuff, and then they moved back to Gatineau.
And then he was by himself.
He was by himself, living in TU, like right next to the office.
And he
was good, like, he's a super nice guy.
Yeah, just didn't work out.
I think so, yeah.
Family needs to,
exactly. So he got a, apparently a new Indigenous conservation branch in Gatineau, something like that.
Oh, cool.
That's interesting. Something with them, yeah. So he took off. Danny Thompson was acting in his absence. And I think they ran a competition and maybe even a second one. And didn't get any of them.
We had the hardest time getting a field unit superintendent in our office for years.
Oh yeah?
Like 3 years?
Yeah.
Linda though, I think.
Yeah, Linda's great. We're super happy with her.
She's a new Mialet.
She's a new Mialet, which is hot. She lives in the Nunavik, kind of always has. So
yeah.
She's going to finish till she retires. So, she worked for Parks for 30 years as a finance.
Yeah, she was here before, right?
Yeah, she's great. My dad worked with her in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Early 90s when she was young and a hooligan, apparently.
She was.
He told me this when I was there. Like, you probably shouldn't have told me that. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not brave enough. But my dad said that he used to party and miss work once in a while.
Can I score one?
Hooligan was where he is. Ne'er do well.
Because my dad must have been in his 30s, so she was probably like late 20s or something.
At the right time, she reminded her.
Yeah.
But having sat down with Linda just for
she would take it fine, I think.
I think so, yeah. But she seemed, I couldn't read her at first. I think, at first I was like, oh.
Well, she's very professional at times, but then if you, you just have the right moment.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Hey, now that Danny's gone, Sarah's going to be acting vice fund manager.
Oh, okay.
So you can pick up the phone
thank
and
God.
Cry.
How do you do that?
Only got 2 weeks in. Then.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's Joe,
because
Joe has all the experience now.
His 1 week of experience.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
I think he did great, actually. Was he, over these past 2 weeks, he was acting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't even know. On top of these things. It's hard to keep track, though, with Bart. There's so much of this going on.
Did we check in tonight? Or?
Joe's
DO.
Yeah.
Just text him.
DO and manager.
Sucks to be you. We're having a great time at the park. How's baby? Oh, and his wife's not home.
Why, she must be back now. Maybe
but he's babysitting both kids.
It's not babysitting.
No,
it's a dirty kids.
He's got kids though. I think.
Fathering.
Not babysitting. Yeah.
I think this is the longest she's been away from him.
But I know, like, he's used to having Jenny at home, I think. So.
How are we doing dishes? Can we take this out? cancer right here.
Okay. I'll show you how it's paper towel.
Not a bad idea.
Any paper towel.
You just keep your own dishes.
Yeah.
Oh, is this how this is working?
That's how I've done it. But I ate from that one earlier.
Oh, God. Sick, man. I
probably sneezed on it a bunch of times.
Cooler.
Just put it back in your place.
Yeah,
we'll just sit in the same place.
There we go.
Yeah. For a few days. And then
wait.
At the end, we can.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
like
yeah, we might as well.
Still might need.
Might need to,
like a bit of water to.
Oh no, we can get that with
you. Oh, we're gonna
have to. Believe me, that's why you need a couple rolls.
It's keeping the forestry industry alive.
Yeah. The bad thing is paper towel has some plastic in it.
Dude,
that's why it's so strong.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's got like a plastic weave or that's it.
Not so much paper. More towel.
What's paper clung on to? It's a little bit of plastic.
Are you recycling these or?
We can.
I'll wash them in the river.
Sure.
Rinse them.
Sure.
Except I have a dry bag.
I'll rinse them.
Where is the extra water? Is it
just outside.
Yeah, that's just water from the river. What's good? I have the only odd plate. The other ones are going to get all confused.
Which one was mine?
Are we going to leave the generator on?
No.
For tonight?
We don't need the light. You guys are complaining about paper towel. Leave the generator on for lights we don't need.
So just in case someone put the oil on, you're ready. For toothpaste and stuff, my advice is to, unless you think otherwise, just by the river. And
yeah, the creek works good.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then everything just washes away.
When we have actually sometimes
or you
we
can
use,
put it in there.
We,
yeah.
I have that thing lodged underneath now. We could just
oh, the actual wastewater
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, and then we just dump it.
So you
it's
can just
not
rinse
very
it.
Far from here. Like there's
a
spot.
There's a grate that has a big metal thing over it.
Oh, okay.
It still draws.
Where does the water go then?
It just goes into the ground.
Okay.
It's not the greenest, but. Not used very much anymore because we got this whole system, so it's not too big of an attraction anymore, but it used to be.
Yeah.
Mostly for sheep.
For sheep?
Yeah. The salty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
What time do people have to wake up in the morning?
Well, it's probably going to be foggy tomorrow morning, but from what I saw it from Windy, it'll be. We can see though, like if it looks good.
Yeah. Better. Wes, do you have required sleep hours? As in like 8 hours from now is 7 a.m. real quick?
You know, so like,
yeah, well,
we
yeah.
start our day around 8 or
9. Yeah. I need some time to get the machine ready.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, like, just yeah, start getting out. What time do you get?
Yeah. 7:30, 8 o'clock works.
Yeah.
Doesn't take. I don't know. Doesn't take me long to get up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys.
The helicopter will be ready when it's ready, and like if it's a crappy day out, we can just look up. We'll wait a little bit in the morning.
Yeah.
Put an alarm for 7:30, and then.
Sounds good.
Maybe I'll be up at 7:30.
I probably won't.
It depends on the snooze button. Sometimes that one's very tempting.
So what time do we want to get up at? What's the time? 7:30?
Yeah.
9?
I don't know.
I'm 10?
We got a